The Athlete CEO Podcast. Let's go.
The mean morning here in Rotorua, and in this video, I wanted to share the difference between an employee mindset and an entrepreneurial mindset for professional athletes. Let's go. So employee mindset for professional athletes, you're an employee, right? You get paid your salary, turn up, do the mahi, and that's about it, yeah? There's nothing else really going on outside. And so when you're stuck in an employee mindset as a professional athlete, the hardest thing to do is transition when it all ends, because you've been so used to it. And that's one of the, I guess, downsides to being a professional athlete, right? Is that unlike everyone else in the world who, let's say they start working at age 19, 20, they gotta like work for a number of years in order to get an increase in their salary, right? And they probably hit their peak around their 40s, just saying. Professional athletes, you get all your money between the ages of 20 and 30, and then it's gone. And having an employee mindset is basically just going through the motions, getting your salary, and not doing anything else. Now, an entrepreneurial mindset for professional athletes is looking at it from a different lens, is seeing opportunities, creating opportunities. You're forever coming up with ideas. How can I maximize this? What can I start? What can I develop? How can I give back? How can I make money on the side, right? How can I use my profile? What products can I create? What services, what business can I start? Right? And so you're constantly having these ideas go through your head while you're playing sport. That's the difference, yeah? Because the greatest thing about starting something while you're still playing sport that you're passionate about is, one, you're gonna engage in it. Two, when sport finishes and you've developed and built this, whatever it is, out, you can use that to transition into. There's nothing better than transitioning into something you love than transitioning into something that you don't love. And I know there's always this big thing around, you've got to plan for life after sport. You've got to plan for life after sport. Bro, I know what that's like. Like, I didn't. But that's because I didn't reach into, I guess, my inner passions, what I love to do outside of sport, and just started something, right? And the great thing about social media is there's so many people that you can follow and learn from, right? Which is what we're doing with Athlete Empire. We've just partnered with a team who are part of our team and let our athletes have access to. And so, look, man, it's gonna be awesome. And I always preach this, right? That for those athletes who can see the bigger picture, the opportunities, this is gonna be epic.
Thanks for lending me your ear. If you got value out of that, please follow, subscribe, and also share this episode, and head over to athleteempire.co.nz, subscribe to our newsletter, and start to be part of this awesome community of athletes who want to be able to not only give back, but start turning their passions outside of sport into a profession and start generating a profit. Now is the time to be your athlete CEO.